Lord, for your glory, we sing your praises. We magnify your holy name. All for your glory, Lord, we bring blessing. We seek to honor you all of our days.
We are back with our Thursday edition of Lemonade. We're thankful that you are joining us from wherever you are. We are in the midst of a series of lessons entitled Keeping Unity in a Time of Social Separation. And we've so far looked at the blueprint that God has for unity, some divine truths from Ephesians chapter 4, speaking of all the ones that God tells us to have. We looked then also at having attitudes of humility and meekness. And then yesterday, we looked at having love for one another in two different types of love. We continue, and we ask that you will stay with us for a few moments today as we talk about keeping unity with an attitude of concern for others.
For your glory, we have been chosen. We lay down all we have here at your throne. Worship all you are in spirit and truth. We give our hearts, we lift our lives to you. We offer all we are, we offer all we have, we offer all our lives for the glory.
As we've already mentioned, we'll be discussing today keeping unity with an attitude of concern for others. One of the most basic principles that Jesus taught while he was here on earth was that of the golden rule, to treat others the way that you yourself would like to be treated. This is something that we probably teach our children. It's one of the very first concepts of Christianity, to treat other people the way that you yourself want to be treated. And we start at a very young age teaching this concept. But how many times, even as adults, do we skew this particular rule that Jesus spoke of? How many times do we treat other people the way they treat us? How many times do we treat other people the way we feel they deserve to be treated? But none of those things are actually the rule, and we make excuses for why we may do that. And we need to, you know, look at our own lives and say, how would I want to be treated in this situation if this happened to me? Wouldn't I want the benefit of the doubt? And shouldn't we be able to give that to someone else? And yes, it can be very difficult to carry out this very basic of principles, the golden rule. Now, in no way did Jesus want us to compromise truth or to compromise doctrine from his word in order to, you know, simply just show concern for someone else. But we certainly can treat other people with the care and concern that we would even have for ourselves and that we seek ourselves. And I think anyone that looks at the life of Jesus needs to be or has to be impressed with the basic attitude and feeling toward others that he taught in his own life, but not just taught, exemplified in every area of his life. He came, as Luke 19 and verse 10 tells us, to seek and to save that which was lost. Think about Jesus leaving his home in heaven to come to this earth, this place of sin, suffering, death, sorrow, just to give us a hope of eternal life with him one day. His first concern was our needs and the spiritual blessings that we have, the entrance into the kingdom of heaven that we can have through him. In his Sermon on the Mount, he would illustrate that people needed to change their minds and change their attitudes about many things. The principles of humility, meekness, and love were going to change them from the inside out, which in turn would alter their thoughts and their conduct toward others. There is no reality in being a Christian without these fundamental changes in attitude and conduct toward other people. We just can't have it, especially when it comes between those of the family of God, our brothers and sisters in Christ. We can keep unity in this time of struggle and in this time of distress by having a genuine care and concern for other people. You know, that's what people want in their life. They want people to love them and care about them and check on them. And so when the outside world sees Christians doing that through this difficult time, they certainly will have their interest pique. A full understanding of the concern that Jesus had for mankind can best be expressed at looking at other characteristics that show that type of concern. Jesus, first and foremost, showed compassion for everyone. We see him in verses like Jesus wept, showing his human side and the compassion that he had when he gets ready to enter Jerusalem for the final time. And he stands and he says, "Oh, Jerusalem, Jerusalem, how often I would have gathered you under my wings like a hen gathers her chicks." Children of God need to have this type of deep compassion for one another, especially in situations of mutual stress that we're going through right now. Another of those characteristics that Jesus shows is long-suffering. E. Glenn Barnhart describes long-suffering as a willingness to put up with the follies of human weakness and failures with no time limit imposed. This is a great example of what Jesus has done for us. Knowing that humans would always have a tendency towards sin, he still gave his life for us. He still showed that long-suffering, knowing that at some point in our lives, we may turn things around and get things the right way. And how often do we not show this type of long suffering toward others, where we're, you know, quick to say, "I'll never forget that," or "I'll never forgive that." Another quality that Jesus showed is patience. Patience is often used to portray a readiness to, quote unquote, abide under, which is the definition, abide under any circumstance of trial and stress with acceptance because of the strengthening effect and the growth effect that it has. But a study of Matthew chapter 18, verses 26 and 29 show the need of patience with one another in another person's slowness or present inability to do what we want them to do. Patience is needed to bear with one another and to bear others' burdens and fulfill the law of Christ from Galatians chapter 6 and the first two verses. Finally, when we talk about concern for one another, a quality that we need is forgiveness. In the prayer taught by Jesus, it included, "Forgive us as we ourselves forgive," in Matthew chapter 6. Even when Jesus was suffering intense agony at the hands of his enemies, he prayed on the cross, "Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they do." In a similar attitude of heart, while being stoned to death, Stephen prayed, "Lay not this sin to their charge," in Acts chapter 7 and verse 60. As Christians, we should carry the attitude of concern for others, and that includes compassion. True, honest compassion, long-suffering, patience, and forgiveness, especially during this difficult time in our lives. So I encourage you, until we meet here again, that you keep the unity with an attitude of concern for others.
Worthy is the Lamb.